Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1254 in the writing. It's shir number 406. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we're in the middle of talking about the various different types of foods which are covered or not covered in a meal, whereby one washed for bread and ate the right amount, which is, we've mentioned many times, a kazayis, b'chdei achilas pras, under a four-minute period, preferably. We always want to, you know, review these halachas. Preferably, one should eat it right after they make the hamotzi, the full kazayis, b'diyevet if they didn't. So as long as they do eat it at some point during the meal, but it has to be a full kazayis under b'chdei achilas pras, under a four-minute period. And for the netilas yadayim, another kazayis should be eaten, and that could also should be under a four-minute period separately. But the yevid on the second kazayis, that could go up to 9 minutes. There are paiskim ha-mekel with that for the one for the tilas yadayim, but the one for the hamotzi must be eaten b'chdei achilas pras under the four. I shouldn't say b'chdei achilas pras, but under the four-minute period that we talk about. Okay, so now, even though the fruits, when they're eaten by themselves, right, we've spoken about the fruits that need a separate bracha, when they're eaten by themselves during the meal, they need a separate bracha. If in fact they are mixed with a main staple food, then taka, no extra bracha would be needed for those fruits. So what kind of example do we have? For example, rice. If one makes rice or something called couscous, it's similar to rice. It looks sort of like rice. So the rice, the couscous, they will both be mazonos either way. Okay, the rice is, but together with the, if it's made, for example, with raisins, right, if it's made with raisins, but they're two separate things. I want to make sure we have that straight, that rice, the after bracha, is bar nefashos. Right, so the rice would be bar nefashos, that's regular rice and cooked rice. Yeah, mazonos and bar nefashos, but couscous, we shouldn't get mixed up. It's made from one of the five grains. That's also mazonos, but in al hamichya. In other words, if one eats a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras under 4 minute period, it will be al hamichya. So there's two separate things, two separate after brachas. They're two different type of grains. Okay, so now getting back to our subject. So lemaisa, sometimes these things are made with raisins, with almonds, possibly pieces of plums I've seen somewhere. So they mix in, and it's part of the dish of rice, the rice dish or the couscous dish or whatever the case is. And so therefore, even though you say, what do you mean? A raisin, you have to make an extra bracha during the meal. If I eat a nut, I have to make an extra bracha. Plum is a fruit, right? Well, these things you have to make an extra bracha. But when it's all mixed in, it's part of the rice, part of the couscous, which is a main, dish, right? It's the main, it could be a side dish, but it's a main dish. It's eaten for sustenance or satiation. So therefore, no extra bracha would be needed on the raisin, the almond, or whatever the case is. And the rice or the couscous is all part of the original motzi. So it is due to the fact that the entire dish is eaten, like we said, for sustenance or fulfillment. Usually it's not a type of food which is eaten strictly for pleasure or dessert. Nobody sits down to eat a plate of rice for dessert. It's a main meal, main part of the meal food. Okay, so this is true even if let's say one pulls out, for example, a raisin or an almond in the middle, but it's all part of that rice. It's all part of the rice or all part of the, it's all part of the couscous if it's part of that thing. So therefore, you know, it's tuffle. It's a tuffle. It's part of the, it's a tuffle to the, it's subordinate to the rice or subordinate to the, couscous. So even if one will pull out, it's sort of like if somebody eats something that's a tuffle, like let's say, somebody's eating they eat a pie or something and they made a mazonos whereby, I'm just giving an example, right? And there's a thick layer around it, mazonos, whatever the case is. And so we know in general, mazonos takes precedence. They made a bar mina mazonos on the pie, they're eating it. So even if they will pull out something in the middle, the bracha is covered. The bracha already covered everything on that piece of pie. Now, the same thing, this is a plate of a dish of rice, which is already covered by the hamotzi. It's a plate of couscous, which is already covered. So that's how the Sforim bring it down. If this that if one pulls out, for example, a raisin or an almond in the middle and eats it separately, so then an extra bracha would not be needed because again it is a tuffle to the rice or it's a tuffle to the couscous. Okay, so or if it's a tuffle to anything else, that's a main dish. So this is due to the fact that the almond or the raisins, like we said, is part of the rice and couscous, and like we said, it's basically a tuffel to those items. So it goes without saying that, of course, that there's no extra bracha that's needed on the rice itself or on the couscous itself. As to note, that is all inclusive in the hamotzi, since, of course, it's a main meal food, a main food eaten for satiation and sustenance. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tuv.